Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. We've had a Wednesday, okay? Not only did we cover music at the beginning of the show and Allison's music age versus JP's musical age.
It's totally inverted.
Yeah, literally.
Crazy.
Her musical age is 1 year younger than me.
I mean, go figure.
Probably my mental age, too.
So 21 versus 58.
58, yeah.
Cute. Okay, so then we were discussing COVID. Then we talked about Maduro and voting machines.
Maduro.
By the way, does that drive you crazy when you're watching a news program and somebody's just speaking like, blah, 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 blah. And then they go, I don't want this.
Sometimes you can't help it, though.
I mean, it just rolls off the tongue. Anywho, so which got us back to voting systems and voting machines, even here in Alabama, and Tommy Tuberville, back around to COVID. And now we're here, ta-da, at the segment of the day.
How? Time out. Before we start, how do you remember all that?
I don't know.
That's... I really couldn't tell you what we talked about last segment. Mm-hmm. No. We did texts.
We did.
What about the segment before that?
We dashed in text and Tommy Tuberville and his awesomeness.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten
it. Is that fair?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's coffee.
And we also talked about the expert class.
We did talk about the expert. Don't you think that's true?
Do you think that's true?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're not going to go down the rabbit trail, but like with the military guys that go on there and, you know, they're like, well, I spent 20 years in, you know, this part of the region. I know what I'm talking about. It's like, yeah, well, you blundered that part of the region, brother. Thank you for your service, but maybe we should change things. So, anyways.
They followed orders very well.
The expert class. I agree.
And you are in a conundrum when you are just supposed to follow orders, because I'm guessing everybody underneath those orders probably has a better way of doing it. It's got to be hard to do.
Mm. Think about the people that were at the top for so long. Ugh.
Did y'all see, this is total side note. Did y'all see that Mike Durant filmed a podcast with Sean Ryan?
Kind of excited.
Oh,
about
no,
that.
I didn't.
That's coming out like in December or January.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Can't wait.
We got a podcast with Phil and Mike Durant. I think that's the second to last one he did up on our YouTube channel. Still, he's a great guy.
Hey, you know what? You know what we'd love? Some ideas for podcasts that you guys think maybe we should cover in the future. How about that?
How about that?
Participation.
Does that need to be a sound effect?
How about that?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
How about that? How about that?
We need that.
That's Tony Soprano.
Today, it's hot flash news.
Sorry, distracted.
Allison, Squirrel. Are you ready?
No, are you ready?
No, I'm not ready.
The new sound effect that you missed while you were sizzling on the beach in Mexico.
I can't wait. Let's go.
Oh, I didn't get the new one. Hold on.
So what?
We're going to have to.
JP.
Excuse me.
I accidentally put the old one here. We'll get started with Hot Flash News. We'll come back to that.
Okay. We can play it at the end.
Yeah. Like as an exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Fox News is reporting. There is a masked bandit.
Oh, masked bandit?
Wait, I'm not even in the funny part yet.
That's just funny. What? Masked bandit? Is this 1950?
It's the sticky bandit. Or the wet, what was it in Home Alone? They were the wet bandits.
The wet bandits.
Okay. No, it's a masked bandit that is on the loose in Virginia.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, currently not on the loose.
Is that a raccoon?
A raccoon broke into a liquor store and became very intoxicated. Officers found him passed out in the bathroom and took him to the shelter to sober up before they questioned him.
No, they didn't.
And
take
released
him anywhere.
Look at this.
Yeah, is that the picture?
He's passed out.
Is that the picture of him like spread out?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? When I thought of that picture, I thought about Bo when Bo was laying in here like that.
He does.
He's laying by the toilet.
Literally ransacked the liquor store. I mean, look at that. There's Tanqueray. What else we got? We got some wine. There's a bunch of mixers. What did he do?
He drank him some.
Anyway, they caught the bandit and released
him. That's funny. That's a great story.
By the way, I hate to interrupt, but we got to do it the right way this time.
Okay. Let's go.
Excuse me.
Sizzle underneath it.
Because it's a hot flash.
It's so true.
If you could see the video, you could see the flames around Kay Ivey while she's playing the trumpet.
Yeah, because didn't we have a listener text in and say, that's not at all what a hot flash feels like?
Yeah and like it suggested some sizzling or fire.
No, it's true, because you do feel like your whole body has been lit on fire, and you're supposed to just live with it and let the sweat roll down your face and act casual.
Yeah. How do you do that? Like, I was thinking, what if you have to be on camera? What if you're giving a speech?
That did happen to me once.
And
we were together.
Well, you played it off really well, because I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. That's what that was.
Well, I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Remember we were doing a podcast?
we did think. Well, Brian and I thought you were about to fall out. I didn't know. I thought you were like getting sick. That was a hot flash?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
No, I was on medicine. And so at the time, I was like, oh, I'm getting sick. But then I got home and I'm like, oh.
Oh, no, we thought she was dying while we were filming.
Anywho, carry on.
Okay. House Republican moves to force a vote on congressional stock ownership and trade banning.
Interesting.
Go Anna Paulina Luna.
Yep. Not sure it goes anywhere.
No, it definitely won't.
But
they're making too much money.
It's a step. And at least if they force the vote, at least they will have them on record voting no. No, we don't want restraint. We'd like to keep insider trading. It's going to put a lot of light. Think about that. You have to go back to your constituents and explain that.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, the ones that they get bipartisan support on, what bills both sides of the aisle will vote in support of. And I can already tell what the reasoning is going to be. It's, I think Rick Scott said this, of we want to encourage people to run for office. If we make it hard to make money while being in office, then nobody's going to run for office. It's like, that's just not true. When you're a politician, you're a celebrity at this point. That, like, all the glitz and the glamour, you can become a celebrity. Doesn't matter. You can't trade stocks with the information they know.
Do you know what Rush Limbaugh used to say? I bet you do.
Hollywood, or D.C. is Hollywood for ugly people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of hot people in D.C. now, so I think he may take that back.
Anna Paulina Luna is one of them.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah. She made a good escort.
Swipe left.
Swipe left. Okay. Tim Burchett, our favorite, Representative Tim Burchett, is officially putting his name in the hat to become the chairman of the DOGE subcommittee.
Oh, please.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
So how do they do those? Like, who appoints those?
Chairman of that committee.
Do they vote him, or does the committee vote?
I think the committee votes. Let's see. How does that work? I think the committee votes, but you have to be on the bigger committee to be on the subcommittee. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be on the energy committee to be on the sub-nuclear energy committee.
Committee chairs in the House are selected by the majority party, with nominations made by party leadership and approved by a vote of the full party conference.
Oh, please. Oh,
the whole party?
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on that he put his name in, and I need him to win that position.
Yeah, he would be. He said, I think I got the backbone and the guts to go after the spending, and I think I know where a lot of it's hidden.
And that's why he won't be appointed.
Yeah.
He probably just needs to keep his mouth shut. And
at this point, yes.
Don't give up. Don't show all your cards. Just get in there.
Kind of like the people who run for office and you don't really know what they stand for, but you like them, and then they get in there and they surprise you and do a good job. He's got to do that. Just get in there, Timmy.
Timmy.
We're cheering for you.
I'm still going to get him on the show.
Got to.
Yeah.
Love that.
I need to reach back up. Yeah, I do. I'm trying not to text him personally, because I try not to do that. But anyway. Okay. Trump accounts. You know how he's starting savings accounts? Apparently, a kid starting at age 0, which I don't know what other age, right? You get it when you're born.
Yeah, you do.
Is there a different age you could get it at besides 0?
Like while they're in the womb, I don't know.
Yeah. You can grow that account to $191,000 by the time they're 18 and over $2 million by retirement with the max yearly contributions. So you still have to feed money into it.
Yeah.
But we need to get my husband in here. He missed his calling as like a motivational speaker / financial advisor. But he has this great plan for kids, like your age, JP, and he printed it all out for Jennings and her sorority sisters. They would come over for like financial night with Mr. Jared. But it's amazing what you can do with a small amount of money if you start early enough.
Mm. Yeah.
It's true.
So.
So with that, what are the rules? So like if you give certain Americans $1,000 for their kid, are they able to just pull it out for drug money and then that's that? Or is the rule is like you can't pull it out. It's going to automatically withdraw. So they have to also willingly put money into it. It's a great idea. I'm sure there will be Americans out there who take advantage of it. But my instant reaction is, okay, who's the welfare state folks that are just going to use that for a drug money, take it out, or just do nothing with it? Like, the idea is great, but I don't know.
I'm guessing it's kind of, and I need to, it's a good question. I need to dig into it because free money is really free.
I love that idea.
Like, it's, if used properly, it's great, but the libertarian side of me is like, okay, well, that's a waste. Who's going to actually take advantage of that? I don't know. We'll
see. But it might be like back in the day, we had savings bonds. And I remember my grandfather, when I was like 5, gave me a ton of savings bonds. And they were probably worth 10 cents. Mm-hmm. And he's like, in 45 years, you'll be able to cash those in for $25. And, you know, you're like, okay, well, that's a long time, but okay. So maybe it's something like that.
Yeah.
But we do need to check into that. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Hmm.
Let's check into it.
Hmm. Who do we call?
Ghostbusters.
Trump. Trump. Trump.
By the way, have you seen his Trump Watch commercial?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a little awkward.
It's awkward.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. I have so much more. Okay, can we,
we can
get a break?
Yeah,
and then,
because
I got, I got more.
Good.
So can we sizzle again when we come back?
Of course.
Okay.
We always can
and maybe, sizzle. Maybe I'll see if my iPad will turn on. Oh, yeah, we can watch it. Okay.
Sweet.
All right. More Hot Flash News on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hey, my friends, Phil Williams here. You've heard me talk about Inspire Advisors, how Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors will help you grow your investment portfolio while also screening out the companies that don't stand for conservative Christian principles. Look, they are experts in what is known as biblically responsible investing, and they are now offering a limited opportunity for a free class on that BRI. Check out the class, register for free, their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. It's godly, it's conservative, it's financial freedom, y'all, with Inspire Advisors at www.moneypatternwealth.com. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio.
Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Amy Beth with Allison and JP. We are in the middle of our very favorite Hot Flash News segment. JP.
Excuse me.
Gotta love me, Ma.
Our governor.
Okay, I do. This is kind of part. I know we're going to do our good story of the day. This was another really good story, and I don't know if y'all followed along, but last night in Tennessee, Congressional District 7, Nashville.
That was my good news story.
Oh. Well.
Is it great news, though? Because it was a 22-point Trump area, and he won by 4.
No, he, I mean, it, final tally was 59 to 39.
Okay. Well, I saw somewhere he like won by a lot less than he really should have. I mean, it's great he won, for sure.
Yeah.
Don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but.
Because, well, and Nashville is becoming very purple. Mm-hmm. And if you watch, there were several times that she was up. I mean, this is crazy girl. This is crazy pants who hates. Can you imagine? Okay, say you are a business owner and you're like, we need a new CEO. Okay, yeah, let's hire the person that says she hates everything about this country, this company, that hates everything about our culture, that hates everything about the way we process and do. You would never do that.
Yeah.
And so I thought, if Nashville, Tennessee, go Vols, actually hires this nutcase, they didn't. And this was a seat that Mark Green, I mean, and I wish he wouldn't have retired. And that's what makes me nervous now. Even though we gained another seat, it's 220 to 213 Republicans. That majority is actually expanding. But you look at some of the Republicans that are thinking about retiring early and resigning, a la Marjorie Taylor Greene. Mm-hmm. It makes you a little nervous.
Indeed.
Anyway, praise Jesus.
Afton, what's her name?
Afton Bain,
just whatever.
Weird.
She's insane.
She gave me the sads.
Speaking of Nashville, did y'all see Vanderbilt University is suing the College Football Playoff Committee?
Why?
Alleging the selection process was corrupt. The Commodores finished the 2025 regular season 10-2, winning all of their final four games without moving a single spot in the playoff rankings. And did y'all see that Alabama changed their schedule?
They did.
They changed their schedule to play a lot lamer teams because you know what? If you're not going to get rewarded for playing tough teams, then just win all the games.
Like, exactly.
Just, like, why? Everything's being ruined.
So do you think they're going to win? Do you think they stand a chance with this lawsuit?
No chance. What was it? Florida sued last or 2 years ago, and Alabama got in over Florida State because Florida State went undefeated, but their quarterback got hurt. That's part of the criteria. In their criteria, players or coaches are no longer part of the team. That's part of the criteria. So I think Vanderbilt should get in. They still could. They're 14. There's still conference championship games to play. Who knows? But no, that if you're going to sue the playoff committee because your team didn't get in, you're not going to win. I did see also, though, that Diego Pavia asked Trump to do an executive order to make it a 16-team playoff this year so that they can get
That's funny.
And then I saw somebody said Trump's going to see that his name's Diego and sign a different executive order with him.
Afuera!
That's funny.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Alabama thing, I just think this whole thing is a mess. It's kind of like NIL. Every college football is breaking down, right. But you look at Ohio State, who really, you know, doesn't really play.
No.
And you compare it to an Alabama.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't blame them.
And Texas, but the thing is too, on the flip side, it was Texas is Sarkisian's already saying, well, we got three losses, but if you're going to punish us for losing to the number one team in the nation to start the year, then I don't know what this is about. Well, you also lost to Florida.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Yeah, you didn't stop the bleeding.
Yeah,
you know, quickly enough.
Moving on, Campbell's Soup is now denying claims that it uses 3D printed chicken in their soup,
even though their CEO said so.
Yeah,
lab grown meat. 3D printed meat.
Did you see that where the CEO was caught on camera talking about that he doesn't even eat their stuff, that it's awful, and that it's all 3D printed meat?
That's crazy. No, I didn't.
I can't. I mean, I looked at one of the brands that they owned to make sure that I wasn't using any of that sort of 3D printed meat in things I made for Thanksgiving. So I was in the clear, but it made you think twice, and I'll never buy that brand again, ever.
In their defense, back in the day before we could 3D print, the chicken noodle soup chicken looks like it did in 1980. I don't know if it's really changed. I'm not sure it's actually chicken, but I don't know if it's 3D printed.
That's true.
It's pretty it gives me chills.
Have y'all looked into how the lab-grown meat is done?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
What do you do? Like, grow it on a
tree? Yeah, you put it in a petri dish, and it literally grows like cancer cells. Like, one cell splits, another splits. So if you eat it, you're essentially eating something that grew like cancer.
Okay, I got two
That's
more
comforting.
Stories.
Quick.
Do y'all know what the word of the year is?
What?
Rage bait.
Great. Okay. That's Thanks. Great.
Also, a Waymo car.
Yeah, yeah. Been in one.
Drove some passengers right into the line of fire during an LAPD standoff.
I got to tell Chris.
That's why I don't ride in those.
Can you imagine? There's nothing you can do, and you're like, shots are firing. There's SWAT team everywhere.
He's listening going, she's never going to ride with me in a Waymo again. You're right, I'm not.
Don't do it.
Crap.
I'm falling apart.
All right. We're going to fix that during the break. We'll be right back.